Hello, I'm Menno Middledorp from the Communications Group at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. The financial crisis and its aftermath have highlighted the crucial role that mortgage and other forms of household debt play in the economy. To help community groups, government agencies, the public, and businesses across the country to understand and respond to trends in how U.S. families manage their credit and debt, the New York Fed is publishing newly acquired and very timely data. Joining us to help us understand what these statistics mean are two economists at the New York Fed, Andy Howitt and Wilbert von der Klau. Please note that the views expressed in this interview are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the position of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York or the Federal Reserve System. Andy, for people interested in the health of the U.S. economy, what are some of the key takeaways from this report?
Well, Menno, I think there are really two important facts that we think this report provides insight into. The first is that for the seventh consecutive quarter, debt owed by U.S. households declined in the second quarter of 2010. So that's almost 2 years now where debt has been declining each quarter, one after the other. The second important thing that happened in the second quarter of 2010 is that delinquency rates declined. And that's the first time that that's happened since early 2006. So that's an important fact as well that these data have allowed us to uncover.
Wilbert, can you step back a bit and talk about the big trends in household debt over the past?
Sure. Well, over the last two decades, we saw a huge increase in overall debt of U.S. families. And with the beginning of the recession, we actually saw that increase slow down and eventually led to declines. So now we see debt falling. But at the same time, we see default rates, delinquency rates, still increasing. At least that's up to the last quarter.
Okay. So you've talked about this trend of declining debt levels. How have Americans actually gone about decreasing their debt levels?
Well, there's really kind of two ways of thinking about that. First is we can think about the number of accounts that a household has. So the number of credit card accounts, for example, is determined by the number of accounts that people have and then new ones they open and closings of accounts. So over the last few years, the number of account openings has declined very sharply, and that's probably the result of households deciding not to open new credit card accounts at the rate they used to. At the same time, the number of accounts closing has increased pretty sharply, and that's a combination of households deciding to close accounts and lenders deciding to close accounts. So that's mostly true in all the credit card accounts, but it's also true for mortgages and auto loans. Those have declined over the last couple of years. As well. Now, turning to balances, the main declines in the aggregate balance outstanding of debt owed by households has been from mortgages and auto loans. Credit cards have balances have stayed pretty close to constant, but student loan balances have increased a lot over the last couple of quarters.
So this is a new report with new data that the Federal Reserve Bank of New York has just released. What are some of the things that we can understand now, thanks to the new data that we have?
Okay, well, the data is incredibly rich. So, as Andy mentioned, besides information on overall debt, we know debt by type. So, for example, mortgage debt, auto loan debt, student loans, credit card debt, and we can track that over time over the last 11 years. In addition, we know how much of that debt is at various stages of delinquency. So that is very rich information, and that's also available at a very fine geographic level. So we can track what's happening in different states as well as in Federal Reserve districts. So, for example, we've seen very interesting differences across the U.S., especially when you look at what we call the bubble states, the areas which had the greatest housing boom and subsequent bust, including California, Florida, Nevada, and Arizona. You saw a huge buildup in debt and now a very fast decline and also a very high increase in the delinquency rates. Other policy questions we can address with these data are issues like how does the geographic variation in debt and delinquency vary with local conditions, local housing market conditions, as well as local labor market conditions. We can look at the success of mortgage modifications. We are tracking what's happening to student loans, which we observe the debt going up very fast. So there's a number of policy questions that we can study with this data.
Okay. So Wilbeth and Andy, thank you very much for your insights. The quarterly report on household debt and credit, along with charts and detailed interactive maps, are available on the New York Fed website at www.newyorkfed.org/creditconditions.